Hey, Super Ken, let's go, man.
All right, Russ, let's get right to it. The sister of murdered NFL star Sean Taylor took the stand and told the court yesterday that the suspects probably went to her brother's house in search of money after witnessing her brother give her $10,000 in cash at her birthday party a month earlier at his home. Wow. So they thought he probably had some cash in the house. And, of course, we know things went wrong. Brandon Merriweather of the Redskins is appealing that two-game suspension. Bears Martellus Bennett isn't happy with the two games anyway. He told WSR 670 in Chicago, "I still want to punch him in his face."
Wow.
Really?
Mike Vick practiced with the first team. He most likely will start for the Eagles. Hopefully, if there's not a setback, Josh Smith, even though with that setback Monday night, is said to be the starter for Minnesota this week. Game one of the World Series tonight live from Fenway. As we told you yesterday, Mary J. will sing the national anthem.
Oh, yeah, man.
Get this. One lucky fan took advantage of a mistake made online. He was able to purchase a ticket for tonight's game for
$6. Wow.
Hey.
Valued at $800.
So he'll be out there scalping.
Yeah, why not? I mean, exactly. It's one ticket. Get rid of that one. Absolutely. NBA basketball in Cincinnati. Yeah, that's right. The Wizards will face the Cavaliers in their last preseason game. That game is today in Cincinnati. Last night, the Wizards came from 24 down to tie, but lost to Detroit by 3. In college b-ball, Maryland assistant Delonte Hall on leave after a DUI arrest on Sunday, his second in 2 years.
Wow.
The U gets a slap on the hand, no bowl ban, but just a 3 years of probation, and they will lose 9 scholarships over 3 years.
That's
of course,
gonna really hurt.
Not at all. Number 7, Miami, currently undefeated, has a monster matchup this weekend against Florida State.
NCAA messed that investigation up.
Yeah, they screwed that one up. All right, more problems for Grambling State. Jackson State, you remember they were supposed to play them in their homecoming game last week. Well, JSU was saying, listen, we lost millions of dollars
absolutely
by them pulling out of this game, so they may sue.
Yeah,
wow. they're going to recoup some of those damages.
And they're going to get it.
I mean, that's terrible.
You're under contract to play certain teams.
Yeah, I mean.
They violated the contract.
And that's a homecoming. So that's the biggest game of all.
They should have suited up the basketball team.
Just put somebody out there.
Cricket team, cross country team, get them
volleyball.
Out there. Put pads on them.
Now get this. The coach of a high school team, Aledo High School, he's catching heat after his Bearcats beat the Cougars of Western Hills 91-0.
Damn.
A parent filed a bully report against him.
But against the coach?
Yeah, he did everything he could not to smash this team. His starters only played 21 snaps. They had almost 400 yards rushing and 8 touchdowns. They even implemented a running clock in the third quarter. But also in his defense, his last 4 opponents beat him by an average of 77
Wait
points.
A minute. Wait, let me get this straight.
Just a good
team. It wasn't a bullying. They were the coach didn't actually do anything. They fouled because they beat him so bad.
Beat him 91.
That's high school. Yeah. You better get on.
If he were throwing bombs and they're up like 77-0 or something like that, that's not what happened here.
Took the starters out.
And you know what? Imagine the guys that don't play.
Right.
They get to play in the
game.
They
got to play.
Are they going to supposed to lay down on the ground and not run?
Right.
And that's what he said. He said, I would never tell them not to play hard because that's how they can end up getting hurt.
Yeah.
He did everything he could. Pulled the starters. Only rushed the ball. I mean, what did you want him to do?
Get your weight up.
Start playing 5 players or something? I don't know. That was just embarrassing.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't think he's a bully.
Oh, he's not.
Now, he was up there bragging
about it. Sounds
like
a good coach.
Piss you off.
Let him coach your team.